Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. This is Mose to bring you the Daily Inspiration for the 20th day of the month. And this morning, if you would like to call me, I certainly appreciate your input and I appreciate your feedback. So please call me if you like. 717-656-9576. And God bless you as you feast on the Word of God. Trust that you are finding a blessing today. And I'm looking at, this week, I'm looking at two words in the Bible. It's, those two words are take heed. Take heed. And what I want to look at this morning is Deuteronomy 11:16. It says, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods. Well, you might say, I won't turn aside and serve other gods. I mean, you know, I know that Jesus Christ is the only God. I know that the God that we serve is the only God and that there's no other God. Well, yeah, we might think that way, but, you know, there's other gods in our can be other gods in our life that we are not aware of. And some of those other gods can be sports. It can be, you know, things that we really, really, it's anything that we love more or that we, set our affection on more than on God. And so what is our primary motive during the day? What is our, you know, yeah, we can go to church on Sunday and we can act pretty good. But what do we do the rest of the week? Are we into movies and, you know, what is our heart set after? The Bible says, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods. So if during the week our heart is set on, you know, sports, on amusement, on all kinds of things that we can do to entertain ourselves and things like that. You know, what is our heart set on? Is our heart set on God? Are we fully surrendered to God? Is the work of God our primary motive? Or do we have our heart set on our business and we are really into our business and we know every aspect, we go to all the trainings about the business, but we forget, we neglect. We neglect the most important part, and that is to study the Word of God and to apply the Word of God to our lives. Where are we at in these things? The Bible, again, the Bible says, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived. It's so easy. And when we're deceived, you know, we don't, deception is something that we're deceived by. We're not aware of it. We're not aware, we don't know that we're deceived. And that's what makes it so dangerous, because we are deceived. Our heart is drawn away and going after these things, and we're not even aware of it, that our heart is more on the other things than on God. And so, yeah, it's something that we're not, it's very subtle. It comes upon us and we don't realize it. And that's why the Bible says here, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. And you turn aside and serve other gods. Well, in the Old Testament, of course, they had gods of stone and gods, you know, wood and so forth. And the men carved them out of stone and carved them out of wood and set them up and said this, just like, or even out of gold, like there in the children of Israel when Moses was up on the mount. The children of Israel made a golden calf. And they actually went that far and to say that this is the God that brought us out of Egypt. No. I mean, you might say, no, I won't serve a God like that. But the Bible says, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived, because there are gods, there are other gods. Whenever there's something in our heart that we lift up higher or we put more attention to than the God in heaven, you know, that's the other gods. And that's just as bad as serving these idols of wood and stone. No, we wouldn't serve those idols, but we have other idols in our life that we're holding up. We're really into it, and it is taking up time that should be used for the propagation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to bring other people to fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's really what we're here for, to bring glory and honor to God, and to tell other people about the love of God, the glory of God. And, you know, if we fail to do that, and we go about our business, we go about our other pursuits, and we fail to show people the love of God, and we've failed, and we are a failure, and we're deceived. Our heart, and that's why the Bible says here, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. And this is not just for the Old Testament. This is for the New Testament. This is for today. Take heed that you be not deceived. And so I'd really like to encourage you to just lift up your heart, and you know, if you say you're not deceived, well, then just simply, you know, ask God to show you, am I deceived, or, you know, what is my heart like? You know, maybe I can't see my heart myself, but God can see it. And if I call upon God, I say, God, I want to know what my heart is like, please. If I'm being deceived, show me that I'm deceived. Show me what's wrong. Show me why my prayers only hit the ceiling, and they don't seem to go beyond the ceiling. Show me why. And you know what? If we get desperate about it and we cry out to God in that way, you know, God is faithful. God will hear you. And so, yeah, I'd really encourage you to take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived, and draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. It's so beautiful. I mean, God is always there. God is faithful, and he's not going to let you down. But we can let God down, and we can be deceived. So let's be careful. Let's seek after God and his righteousness. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, I think maybe my time is about up this morning. Again, I'd like to encourage you to give me a call. And my phone number is 717-656-9576. And, come back again tomorrow morning and see what God has for us tomorrow. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.